The Magic of Remote Control Wireless Living. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The Magic of Remote Control Wireless Living. Yes, wireless living has been around for a long time. I remember back in the 70s, I had a church in Minneapolis and in Duluth, and I would have dial a healing prayer on the telephone line that I had. And I had the telephone set up in Minneapolis, and so when I was in Duluth, I wanted to change my message, and so I would dial up and dial in on a special phone and get into my remote control, and I'd put the dial a healing word into the telephone, and it would go on to my tape, and so everyone who would call that number would receive that wonderful blessing. And many more wonderful things. Can we look at the fantastic experience of our astronauts? They're zipping around in outer space at infinite miles an hour, and they're going tremendous distances to the moon, off to all the different planets and stuff. It's a fascinating thing. And yet, with our NASA, with our control center, we can control the movement of these ships the astronauts are in. The astronauts truly have control themselves, but NASA can always override anything and take control, because we are living in a world of wireless living, a world of remote control. And that remote control has been something very brand new, very special. It has not been around for many hundreds of years, or many, even 100 years. Or has it? Do we marvel at science? Do we marvel at technology? And are we so thrilled with all these things? And truly, they are quite marvelous. And they are usable and doable. And I guess that's the big feature about them. Now, remote control and wireless technology has been around from the beginning of time. And it's another word for it is called thought. And our thoughts are our remote control, our wireless technology that we communicate with our world. We call it race consciousness, the elements that go on in the race around us, in the world around us, with the people around us. And we know that the mental attitude of humanity does have a great deal to do with how the world operates. We know that simple things, and of course we laugh at this a little bit, that we call the Indian rain dance. They have a certain dance that they dance to bring about rain, and oftentimes the rain comes. Now, why is it the rain doesn't always come? Now, the rain doesn't always come because they don't believe it is always there. They believe that they have to bring the rain out of nothingness into somethingness. They don't realize that the rain already exists, and they're merely revealing it wherever they would like to reveal it. Now, this is a technology that science is learning today, and technology that's coming more and more to our awareness. And I was very interested in how some of the scientists are coming around, if not coming around, they've always been there perhaps, to the point of view that medicines can heal, medicines can remedy, medicines can help, but it isn't the consciousness of the man within taking the medicine usually does no good. And it probably could be not only usually, but all the time it does no good. But we won't go out and say that right at the moment. That is true, though, because thoughts are things and the mind is all. And this wireless technology that we're talking about, it's been going on for an infinity of time. In fact, It was the establishment of time in the very first place. Whatever we expect, those are the things that we experience. Whatever sort of things we'd like to have in our life, those are the things we experience. Now, it's true, it's nice to press a button and see the garage door open. It's nice to press a button and be on the remote telephone, be walking along in the middle of the desert and just press a button and dial our telephone and talk to people all over the world. That's sort of a nice little thing to do. It's a nice thing to be able to have that access, but that access has always been here. We are merely developing technology, developing the equipment to make it so, whether we doubt or don't. Now, we put up our treadmill the other day, and I had had it in my Hermitage for a long time, but I do so much outdoor walking that I haven't had a chance to use it much, and so Ellen wanted to use it and use it more often. And I thought, well, why not? I can always go over there and use it whenever I want to, too. So I put it up in her gymnasium next to her home. And in putting it up, I had been away from it for a few days and hadn't used it, so we plugged it in and did everything proper, but it didn't run. And we thought, my goodness sakes, everything is in divine order, all the switches are pressed right, everything is done correctly, why doesn't it work? And Ellen says, there's a red button somewhere in her mind, there's a red button that needs to be taken care of. And so I took care of the reset button, the on-off reset button in front of the machine, and I pressed the red start button, and the stop button, and the green start button, and I did all the things. Well, it so happened that there was a little magnet that was lying on a string hanging from the handle. And that magnet is always put into place, and that causes the machine to start. And you pull the magnet away from its place, and it causes the machine to stop. Now, if you don't put that magnet there, the machine won't work, no matter how you plug it in, what buttons you press, whatever you do. It just will not work, because that is the emergency on-off plug. It's just a simple little thing, but you tie it to your belt, and if you lose your balance, it'll pull it away from the start device, and it'll shut itself off automatically. Well, now, that's been around for quite a little while, and when we realized it, we thought, my goodness sakes, how quickly we forget all the little technology that goes into this. How quickly we forget all of these little things that make this function so perfectly and so beautifully. And we do. We have that knowledge within us at all times. We have that wisdom within us at all times to know how to function whatever things need to be functioned. But do we function them harmoniously and properly? Do we give them all of our love? Do we give them all of our feeling of goodness and happiness and joy? Do we give them that sense that we know? Do we say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer? Well, we do, but sometimes that's the last thing we say. It's just like people come to me with their great illnesses. They don't come to me when they have a sniffle and say, Dr. Barley, treat with me that I have perfect health. And I'll say, you have perfect health. And it's done. But no, they come later after their sniffles has turned to pneumonia and put them in the hospital and almost killed them. And then I say, well, now, change your thought. Change your attitude. Put your new cause in motion. And they put the new cause in motion and then they go home. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing how treatment works and how these things function. But it is also amazing, the magic of remote control and wireless living, how if we don't press the right button, even with the most wonderful remote control in the world, it doesn't work. Remember the story of the astronauts who were out in outer space and the machine didn't work. And NASA tried to make it work, and the astronauts tried to make it work. Well, a radio announcer said, let's pray. And so he invited the people of the world to join him in saying, The astronauts are now home at their perfect place, in perfect order. And within a very short time, the astronauts' ship came back, landed in its appointed place at its appointed time, and everything was in divine order. Now, we should hire that radio announcer, that's for sure, huh? But the thing is, we can do that for ourselves. We can speak those words for ourselves. We have the most powerful remote control wireless living system in the world, right in our own thought. And we can speak our thought, and we can claim the truth about ourselves whenever we wish. But it's a choice that we have to make for ourselves. Now, I'm ready to make that choice. In fact, I'm not only ready to make that choice, I make that choice every moment of my life. And I am a very happy fellow operating my remote control wireless living system. How about you? Are you ready to join me in this remote control system? If so, just say with me, I love you. I love you. I love you.